In the name of Jesus, amen. The text is the lesson that was read, and I will not read it again. Like Micaiah, all of us speak for God. Micaiah spoke as a prophet. We speak as preachers or as personal witnesses. We all speak for God at one time or another. And when we're called upon to speak for God, sometimes we face a very hard question. And the question is this: shall I tell these people what God said? Shall I tell them what they really need to hear, the truth? Or shall I tell them what they want to hear? Sometimes, perhaps most of the time, it's easy to speak God's truth. But there are situations in which we're under pressure, great pressure, to tell people what they want to hear instead of what God has really said. It was no secret to Micaiah what King Ahab wanted to hear from him. He had made that very clear through the messenger. The messenger said, "Now listen, when the king asks you, should he go to war against Ramoth Gilead, tell him, absolutely, you go and the Lord will give you that victory." He said, "You agree with the 400 other prophets that already told him this." Well, the problem was, this is not what God had revealed to Micaiah. In fact, he had revealed the very opposite. What God had said is, if King Ahab goes to war against that city, he is going to be killed. Micaiah was supposed to tell Ahab what he wanted to hear. And in cold print, it almost sounds as if he did that. The king says, "What shall I do?" Ahab says, "Oh, go to war against that city. The Lord will give it to you." However, Ahab knew that this was not the truth. Either the tone of Micaiah's voice or the look on his face or something else told him this was not from God. And so he asked him again. He said, "Now I want the truth this time." And he said, "You want the truth? The truth is you go to war against Ramoth Gilead and you're going to be killed." Now it took a lot of courage for Micaiah to do that, to speak up and tell God's truth to this murderous, ruthless king. But Micaiah did it. He told him what God had said. He told him the truth that he needed to hear. And he ran a great risk. And because he had this kind of courage, Micaiah is a powerful example to you and me and to everyone who has to speak for God. But do we ever face situations like the one that Micaiah entered into? As a matter of fact, we do. Think about this. The chairman of your congregation is the most successful businessman in the small community in which you serve. He's also the biggest giver in your congregation. He's also part of a family, an extended family, that constitutes one-fifth of your membership. One day, this man's wife comes to you with a broken heart, saying her husband is going to divorce her. Not because she did anything wrong, but because he found someone younger and more exciting. Well, you confront the man, as like a good pastor that you are, and he says, "Well, actually, that's the way it's going to be, Pastor." And then he begins to negotiate. He says, "Now, I realize this is a serious matter." He said, "But then we all do a lot of wrong things that we get forgiven for, don't we, Pastor? And why is this so different from these other wrong things that I do that I get forgiven for?" Well, now, as I say, this is a serious matter, and I wouldn't be surprised if you had to excommunicate me over this, but and I won't even hold that against you. But don't worry about it. He said, "In about 6 months, my new wife and I will be back here, and we'll be as sorry as we could be, and you can forgive us and take us back. That's the way it works, isn't it?" Well, you know what he wants to hear. Should you tell him what he wants to hear and what he fully expects to hear? Or should you tell him what God really has to say about things like this, with the very real possibility that this man and his big gifts and all the rest of his family will move down the road to another congregation that isn't quite so fussy about such things? That's just one scenario. It could take many different forms. It might be a brother pastor, a good friend of yours, who is looking for your approval and for God's for something very wrong in his personal life or in his ministry. It could be a young woman who has an unwanted pregnancy. She could be your own daughter who says, or who wants you to say, that in a circumstance like this, God would approve of an abortion. Or it could be the leaders of your congregation saying, Pastor, we don't want you talking about giving money to the Lord. That makes us uncomfortable. We don't want to hear about it. And you know that the reason is that they're just plain stingy, selfish, and don't want to honor God with what he's given them. There are any number of variations, situations in which the pressure is on to us to tell people what they want to hear instead of what God has said, instead of what they really need to hear. And the pressure could take the form of threats, threats to your leadership, threats to your income. It could take the form of personal discomfort as you deal with something very difficult and very controversial. It could take the form of the loss of a friendship that means something important to you. We're all vulnerable to this kind of pressure, and in one way or another, we all give in to this kind of pressure. In too many situations, directly or indirectly, we tell people what they want to hear instead of what God has said, instead of what they need to hear. Well, why do we do this? Why are we this way? The simple fact is that there's an ugly streak of selfishness running through our character. Even though the devil's power over us has been broken by the work of Christ, we still keep sliding back under his influence, and his influence always turns us in on ourselves. That influence makes us concerned far more about ourselves than we are about anyone else, even about God. We tell people what they want to hear because telling them the truth might make them uncomfortable. It might make us uncomfortable. It might make them angry. They might get back at us in one way or another. We might lose friends. We might lose status. Never mind that they need to hear what God has said. Never mind that their eternal welfare might be at stake. Never mind that God is a God of truth and is very offended and very enraged when those who speak for him misrepresent him and twist his truth. Because we do this, because in one way or another we tell people what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear, what God has said, because of that, we have to hear from God some things that we don't like to hear. We need to hear the judgment and the condemnation of his law because of our unfaithfulness. If we listen to that judgment, and if we take it to heart, if we respond with contrition, God has something to say to us that we do want to hear. Above all, God is a God of good news. He's a God of good news, and whenever he has bad news for us or for anyone else, it's so that he can prepare us for this very important good news. When he exposes our vulnerabilities and our failures and our frailties, it's only so that he can offer us the help that we need for this and that we need so desperately. God's help for wavering and unfaithful spokespersons, God's help is nothing less than his son Jesus. His son Jesus, who answered to him for all of our sins, who, despite the terrible price that he had to pay for this, he obtained our pardon and he restored us to God's favor. Jesus is God's saving truth for us. He's God's assurance that despite the fact that we've got punishment coming, by the life that he lived for us and the death that he died for us and by the victory that he won for us, we are forgiven. And because we are forgiven, we also have power. His power always goes with that forgiveness. The power of the Holy Spirit, who is, what else? The Spirit of truth, who gives us all the courage we need to tell people what God has really said, to tell them the truth, even though we may face a lot of pressure to say something else. Whenever God has news for someone, his purpose is to prepare that person for good news. If Ahab had listened, he would not have gone to death at the hands of his enemies. If people hear from us what they need to hear, what God has said, rather than simply what they want to hear, they are going to get help. That's always what God wants to accomplish when we speak for him to other people. He wants to help these people. But sometimes the only way that he can help people is, first of all, to hurt them, to rebuke them, even to crush them with a word that they don't want to hear, that they would rather not hear, but that they need to hear for their own well-being now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.